Hello, I'm Oliver Condit, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com. This week, we've gathered together members of the BBC Music Magazine team for our monthly First Listen slot, a chance for us to chat about and rate an important new release. With me in the BBC Music studio today are Jeremy Pound, the deputy editor, Rebecca Franks, our reviews editor, and the magazine staff writer, Rosie Pentreath.
Hello.
Today we'll be chatting about a recording on the Regent record label of French composers Louis Vian and Jean Langlais' Messe Solennelle, featuring the Choir of Southminster and organists Simon Hogan and Hilary Punnett, under the directorship of Paul Hale. So is this disc magnifique, or is it lacking a certain je ne sais quoi? Before we chat about it, let's hear the Kyrie from Vian's Messe Solennelle. So what were your first impressions, Rebecca, of this recording?
Well, I thought what really made this disc stand out for me was the combination of an English cathedral choir from Southminster and these wonderful French authentic Cavaillé-Coll organs that they went over to Normandy to record these pieces. And I thought it was really fascinating to have this combination, and the instruments especially were absolutely fantastic, and to hear those colours was a real treat for this particular music.
They're a very different colour, aren't they, to the English cathedral organ. There's a certain sort of richness and there's a certain depth to them, I think, that you don't get in the much more sort of versatile cathedral organs in England.
There's sort of orchestral quality, isn't there?
And that's very much intentional, of course. The organ was a sort of a grander scale almost. The sound almost seems grander. Jeremy, what about the singing? How did you feel it worked out for them?
It's very interesting because, as you say, we have got this... it's a Cavaillé-Coll organ. It's not the largest Cavaillé-Coll organ in the world, but it's still a sizable beast. And yet the singing forces are relatively small. I noticed there's only 13 trebles there. Now, even in your average cathedral or Oxbridge choir, you're going to have at least 16 trebles singing at most times. So it's very reduced forces. I think that shows occasionally. It sounds a little bit threadbare, the singing, compared to this enormous instrument at the other end of the cathedral. But it was a sterling performance, all the same.
I thought the boys were singing were very good, actually. I thought they were terrific. And if anything, I would have liked to have heard more from the men.
Yes, I agree.
I thought you know, where the boys' sound was quite meaty, there was clearly quite a lot of them. I thought sometimes the tenors...
I've never sung either Mass, so I don't know quite how tricky they are, but it sounds like quite a tough ask, both of them actually, both the Langlais and the Vian. Sound as though they were being really kind of pushed to their limits at times, the forces.
I mean, this is really a duet between organ and choir, isn't it? I mean, there's no question that this isn't an accompanied Mass, is it? I mean, none of them are. Neither of them are, in fact.
It's very antiphonal, the way it works, yes. You kind of have the organ has a bit, and then the choir piles in afterwards, and it does. It's not an awful lot of interplay between the two when they're actually singing together. It is one and then the other.
And I think maybe that's why sometimes it did make the choir sound a little bit thinner than... I thought they did a very good job, but just sometimes a little thinner than perhaps the organ warranted.
Yeah, that really struck me, the kind of the contrasts, because of that, probably, because of the choir being a lot thinner. But I like that, and I think it lent to the orchestral quality that the organs tried to achieve.
Shall we hear an extract from, in fact, let's move on to Langlais' Messe Solennelle. Let's hear an extract from the Gloria.
Thank you.
that was the Gloria from Longlet's Messe Solennelle. What I really love about this piece is it really does sort of mix the Gregorian chant with the sort of very intoxicating French harmonies that you get at this period of French music.
And it works brilliantly the way it's placed after Durifle's Prelude, Adagio and Chorale Variée sur le thème de Veni Creator, which also uses modal themes in there. And it's, you can see how French music was developing within that, or French choral and liturgical music was developing in that time of the 20th century. And as you say, it's not completely kind of lodged in this sort of modal themes. He actually also takes the music elsewhere, so it's not sort of a one-trick pony.
But you get this real sort of almost medieval feel, don't you?
And I thought the organ playing from Hilary Punnett and Simon Hogan was really superb, actually. And it was great to have those two solo pieces as well, so that we could hear a bit more of them.
Mm. Well, let's hear an extract from Durifle's Prélude, Adagio et Chorale Variée sur le thème du Veni Creator. So that was Hilary Punnett playing Durifle's Prelude and Adagio Chorale on the theme Veni Creator. Rosie, what struck you about the sort of the composers of this disc?
Well, as organ isn't really my field, they're composers I don't know as well, but it struck me that, two of them were blind, Longlet and Vierne. Vierne was partially impaired, his sight was. But I did... Especially with Vierne, he had a very difficult life, and I think that does come across in the Mass. For example, the ending, the Agnus Dei, is very calm, but it's also very heart-wrenching. And I think, you know, he lost his brother in World War One and also his son, and I think that comes across, those kind of emotions come across. So it's interesting to know a bit of the backstory of the composers as well.
Louis Vierne was, the great sort of, with Vidor, the great organ symphony pioneer.
Mm.
So he was the one that really brought the organ out of the sort of congregational role into the solo realm, if you like, rather than being a sort of a service to the congregation and the choir. And you really get that, I think, in this Mass.
Yeah,
you really get a sense that the organ is bursting through. It's really sort of a part of the proceedings.
And he was so dedicated to the organ as well that he was giving a recital in Notre Dame when he actually died, had a heart attack in 1937.
Yeah, what a way to go.
Yeah. in fact, it was meant to be the clergy there had designed it that they weren't going to have any more recitals at Notre Dame. So he was giving this final recital. And he played one of his pieces and then everyone thought he was going to do an improvisation, and they heard this low E sounding on the pedal board. But actually, yes, it was tragically when he'd had a heart attack. So,
what I particularly like about the programming of this disc actually is that the way that it kind of traces French music, the journey of French music over about sort of 50 years. Because, of course, Vierne was very much in the heart of French Romanticism. He'd kind of followed this line through Franck and then through Vidor as well. It's archly romantic, is his Messe Solennelle. And then you go through this development of the likes of Durifle and Longlet, kind of bringing in modal influences and chants, which was kind of very predominant in the era they're writing in. And then De Messier's writing at the end is actually extraordinarily inventive. It does all sorts of things you're not inspecting. There's a moment, there's a kind of a ground bass earlier on in the work where it reminded me a little bit of a track from Stevie Wonder's Inner Visions. Check it out. Check Higher Ground and De Messier's Te Deum. You'll be surprised. It's the bass line is almost identical. Obviously, one wasn't influencing the other, but it struck me immediately as I heard it.
I think she was the first female organist to play at Westminster Cathedral and Westminster Abbey. And she did this big tour, lots of recitals, of over 700 in Europe and America.
Had De Messier not died just age 47, as from cancer. Do you suspect that she might have kind of gone on to become one of the sort of great grand dames of the organ, like Marie-Claire Alain?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was a real tragedy for the organ world, her passing, actually, I have to say. I mean, the Te Deum was inspired by her visit to St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York. And there's no doubt it would have started off as an improvisation. She would have sat down and simply played that piece of music and then jotted it down later. So let's hear an extract from Jean de Messier's Te Deum. So shall we have some scores? Rebecca, what are you going to give this recording?
I'd like to give this disc a 6 out of 10. I thought it was very lovely programming, thoughtfully done, and I love the concept of it as well. I thought, as we discussed, the choir could have been, did a very good job, but sometimes it felt a little bit thin compared to the organ, which is why I've taken it down a few points. But I thought especially the organ playing was absolutely superb, and I'd love to hear some more from them.
Rosie?
Well, I'll give this a 7, actually. I mean, it kind of opened my eyes to an area of music I don't know as much about. Obviously, the playing is stunning, especially the organ playing. Yeah, similarly, it did feel like the choral forces didn't quite match. But yeah, superb playing, and I really like the programming, showing the chronology of French organ and choral music.
Jeremy?
I'm going to give it 6 out of 10, plus points again for wonderful programming and some superb organ playing, minus points for some occasional ragged moments in the singing, which I thought could have been tidied up at the time.
And I'm going to give it 7, for the same reasons as Jeremy, really, but I'm just going to be a little bit more generous, I have to say. I thoroughly enjoyed the programme. I thought it was well thought out. I think the two Messolinelle are really fascinating and harmonically really rather captivating. And I thought the organ playing from those two young organists was quite outstanding. So 7 out of 10, which gives us an average of 6.5. So that's 6.5 out of 10 for this one. So that brings us to the end of our First Listen podcast. Join us next month when we'll be again discussing another new release. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.